things. All right. Another, just the quotes that hit me as I was preparing. Paragraph 49. It was through Mary that the salvation of the world was begun. Remember, I mentioned that a few episodes ago. And it is through Mary that it must be consummated. Our Lord has a pedigree. Not a pedigree. He has that too. He has a pedagogy. He teaches right. In a certain way. And he doesn't veer from that. Mary hardly appeared at the first coming of her son, Jesus Christ, in order that men, as yet but little instructed and enlightened on the person of her son, going back to the Trinity, capital P for person, should not remove themselves from him in attaching themselves too strongly and grossly to her. Friends, that is correct. Pagan tendencies. It took over 600 years to get the doctrines of a God-man correct.
Right.
600 years.
And you think about all of the ancient cults had goddesses. They had mother goddesses. And even now, look, Karen, what was the last bit of stupidity that we just had to suffer through was the Pachamama. I mean, so there is a prudence to the silence of Our Lady, right? And yes. one cannot argue something from silence. One cannot say that Mary's not worthy of being praised because she was so quiet. But I mean, that's an absolute ridiculousness, right? Because if you just take one moment to, when she speaks, to hear her, I mean, is there a prayer more beautiful than the Magnificat?
Yeah.
And yeah. Is there a prayer more prophetic?
Yes. It is. And paragraph 50, God then wishes to reveal and make known to Mary the masterpiece of his hands in this later times. And so I'm wearing an image of Our Lady Guadalupe, 1517. Oh my goodness. We'll have the exact note in the title. I just read it. Go ahead. Pardon?
1531. I just know that because I'm doing
it. Thank you. Yes, 1531. And this is how our blessed Lord wanted Our Lady to be seen and to be known. And is it the only one? No. Sarah, last year and a few years, you can look at the apparitions of Our Lady through time. And I was talking to a very Catholic man, and I say, Our Lord comes to us globally through the person. So our Adele Breese is Northern European, and she appears as blonde and blue-eyed, because that is what that individual soul could best apprehend as Our Lady. Our Lady comes to the indigenous people, the intermarriage of the Spaniard and the Indian in Guadalupe, in their visage, right? Their looks, olive skinned and dark hair. She's a mother to the person. She's a mother to the person. So yes, in these later times, he wants Mary to be made known as the masterpiece of his hands. That is correct. That's correct. The third quote, paragraph 27. For Mary is, to our separated brethren, let us attend here. For Mary is infinitely below her son. Why is that? Because we go back to the Trinity as a divine person, infinite. Mary is a created creature. She is not just there. We have infinite and we have finite. Okay. For Mary is infinitely below her son, who is God, and therefore does not command him as a mother here below would command her child, who is below her. Mary, being altogether transformed into God, which Sarah mentioned a few shows ago, by grace, and be the glory which transforms all saints, God willing, that's what you and I want to be, into him. Asks nothing, wishes nothing, does nothing contrary to the eternal and immutable will of God. It seems as if she had the same power as God, because she's always humble and conformed to his will. So it seems that she has the power of God, because her intercession is so efficacious. It's so helpful. It's so quick. It's so, spot on. It looks like she's making the Lord, she's got him on some sort of a marionette, a puppet. But my friends, her will is united to his. So we're seeing as the heart of the Father wanting to do these things, right? To rush out and to just lavish his goodness on us, like he did in Cana, like he did with the prodigal son, the father rushing out there to the wastrel son.
Yeah. I mean, Mary, it's so interesting. I guess maybe part of me thinks, is there some modest, obviously, I guess I'm answering my own question, but there is an intense jealousy, right, that rises up around Our Lady, and the jealousy is the most intense jealousy is Satan's, right? And so consequently, he cannot abide by, because really, when you think about what role, shall we say, would have been his had he been faithful, it would have been akin to the role that the Blessed Mother has. There would have been nobody who would have been higher than he in the angelic realms. And so consequently, all of the goodness that Mary, the power, shall we say that in heavy quotes, right, the power that Mary seems to be able to exude is what he wants, right? That's what he wants, to be able to do all of those things that she can do. But she did not, it's not what she wanted, right? She assents to him. And so, it's so this hatred, this jealousy, I've always thought, that it seems like, why do you not love her? Why can't you just love her? But if you're jealous of the relationship that she has with the Trinity, which is arguably, no one can say that it's not unique among all of creation. No one has a relationship that is going to be like unto Mary's relationship with the Trinity. But I do think that there is an intense spirit of jealousy that Satan sows, because it is she of whom he is most jealous.
Yes. He wanted the power without willing to do
the love. Right, without the love.
And without the love. Yes. Not my will, but thine be done. Right? Isn't that the Lord's, isn't that what the Lord says? Not mine, but thine. Yes, and be attached to me according to thy word.
Right, yes. There's a most assured parallel there.
And Satan says, my way.
Right, yes. Non
my way.
Yes. Yep, non servium. I will not serve.
Will not serve. Non servium. All right, friends, let's pick up. Let's swing this into the month of May here. Until then, my friends, Fides Adratio.